July 30, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Discipline of Disillusionment. Jesus did not commit himself unto them, for he knew what was in man. John 2, 24 and 25. Disillusionment means that there are no more false judgments in life. To be undeceived by disillusionment may leave us cynical and unkindly severe in our judgment of others, but the disillusionment which comes from God brings us to the place where we see men and women as they really are, and yet there is no cynicism. We have no stinging, bitter things to say. Many of the cruel things in life spring from the fact that we suffer from illusions. We are not true to one another as facts. We are true only in our ideas of one another. Everything is either delightful and fine or mean and dastardly according to our idea. The refusal to be disillusioned is the cause of much of the suffering in human life. It works in this way. If we love a human being and do not love God, we demand of him every perfection and every rectitude. And when we do not get it, we become cruel and vindictive. We are demanding of a human being that which he or she cannot give. There is only one being who can satisfy the last aching abyss of the human heart, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Why our Lord is apparently so severe regarding every human relationship is because he knows that every relationship not based on loyalty to himself will end in disaster. Our Lord trusted no man, yet he was never suspicious, never bitter. Our Lord's confidence in God and in what his grace could do for any man was so perfect that he despaired of no one. If our trust is placed in human beings, we shall end in despairing of everyone. That's the end of Oswald's text. How absolutely true it seems to be that we become easily disillusioned with one another. And it's mostly because our expectations of one another are much higher and greater than they should be. The good news is the reason God is never dissatisfied with us, never surprised, is because he knows us so well. He knows exactly what we'll do in every situation. Therefore, he's never disillusioned or caught off guard, because his expectations of us are to do exactly what we will do, not what he might wish that we would do. The same holds true for us in relationships with human beings. If we place upon any other human being an expectation which is beyond their ability to perform, they will fail, and they will then disappoint us. But the disappointment is really not caused by them. It is caused by ourselves and our fantastic or fantasy-like expectation of them. Everyone has faults. We simply need to know what they are and accept them, and particularly accept the person, regardless of their faults, their flaws, idiosyncrasies, and that which they do on a regular, continual basis. If we would see God in the same light and understand his character and nature is perfect toward us, he loves us immensely no matter what we've done. He's never disappointed or disillusioned. He may occasionally discipline us, but that's probably the rare occasion. He's not standing over us with a stick. He's not standing over us with a whip to tell us what to do and use us as lowly servants. He loves us immensely. He punishes us only when necessary. He blesses us at every possible moment, giving us everything he can give us without spoiling us. And he loves us beyond belief and will never leave us or forsake us. Would to God that we could be such in our relationships with those around us, in our church, in our neighborhood, and even those, as Jesus said, who would be our enemies, that we would see them as persons worthy of the love of God and therefore worthy of our love in the state in which they live, not in any unnatural place for them.